Beta, Pirkei, Mishnah Gimel, 5-3. The Mishnah now turns its attention to the last topic of the Masechta, which is a return to the topic of Tchumen. Tchumen, you recall from Maseches Erevin, is the rabbinic restriction of a person leaving too far beyond his Makom Shvisa, his home on Shabbos. And of course, Makom Shvisa can be defined in different ways. The two primary ways, either the place where he's living on Shabbos and sleeping, or an alternate place, which is where he makes a symbolic home with some food. We call it, let's say, his picnic basket out in the field, which he says that should be the center of my home base for Shabbos, Makom Shvisa. And then the rule of Tchumen is that one can't go beyond 2,000 amas in any direction from his home base, his Makom Shvisa. The truth is, to be a little more technical for a moment, the generic Makom Shvisa, where one's, let's say, one is living and sleeping on Shabbos, so it could really take one of three forms. If he's just in a tent in the middle of the wilderness, it would be indeed like 2,000 amas from the edge of the tent. If he's in, let's say, a larger structure, he's living in a hotel, so then it would be from the edge of, even the hotel is, let's say, 100 amas wide, it'd be 2,000 amas to the west from the western edge of the hotel, and 2,000 amas east from the eastern edge of the hotel, even though in total is now, let's say, instead of being 4,000, it's 4,100 almost, whatever the story is, it expands. And if he's inside of a urban area, like a city setting, as defined by the Gemara and Erevin over there and the Mishnayos, so the whole city is considered to be Makom Shvisa, and the 2,000 almost extend beyond beyond the perimeter of the city, 2,000 almost in all directions into the wilderness that surrounds the perimeter of the city. In any case, the point of our Mishnah is that if you own something, that thing is confined to the same tchum that you're confined to, meaning you can't go beyond 2,000 amas because it's your tchum and the rabbinic restriction of going past your too far afield and leaving your home on Shabbos. So your stuff is equally restricted, meaning if someone wants to borrow my book on Shabbos, he can't take it further than from the bounds of my tchum. Okay, so our Mishnah starts out by saying, HaBehemah VaKelim Karagli HaBailim. Animals and utensils, like my book, are all just like the legs of their owners, meaning just as my legs can't go walk beyond the perimeter of the tchum, so too my book can't go beyond the perimeter of the tchum, even if you who are borrowing it, let's say you made Erev Tchumen, so you live beyond the tchum, or your tchum, more accurately, I should say, your tchum extends beyond where the book can go, it doesn't matter. Your tchum goes beyond my tchum, it doesn't matter, the book stays within my tchum. Hamoser behem to levno olo roe. If one hands over his animal to his son or to a shepherd, hare elu karagli habailim, so then that animal is still confined to the space that the original owner is confined to. This assumes that the handing over was done on Yom Tov or Shabbos. If it had been handed over before Shabbos or Yom Tov, so then the person who takes over, let's talk about a roe because the nose is machlokus, but by the roe, the shepherd, by handing it over to the shepherd before Yom Tov, the shepherd becomes the shomer, the guardian over the animal, and the animal therefore becomes in his responsibility and takes his tchum as its boundaries. So handing over my animal to the shepherd before Yom Tov would make it that the animal is confined to the tchum of the shepherd. In fact, more than that, if I had agreed to give it to the shepherd before Yom Tov comes in, but he only collects it on Yom Tov, so still the animal will belong to the tchum and be confined to the tchum of the shepherd because we assigned it to the shepherd before Yom Tov coming in, even though the shepherd only collected it on Yom Tov. So the case of remission is something, let's say, where there's, let's say, two shepherds in town and it's not clear which shepherd is coming to pick up my animal in Yom Tov, and therefore it couldn't be assigned to any particular shepherd's tchum, so it stays in my tchum and is confined to that tchum, my tchum. Now the next case, kelim miyuchadim le'echad min ha'achim shebabayis harei elu karaglav. That case is where you have a father who dies and leaves over an estate, and let's say he has two sons, and the sons have not yet divided up the estate. So let's say in the family home, let's say the boys, let's say both live. So there's some object which is particular to one of the boys. In other words, of course, economically, everything in the house divides 50-50 amongst the boys. Forget the bechor, whatever. They divide however they divide. Economically. But let's say the pillow on the bed of the youngest son. So that's his pillow. Even though economically they'll have to settle up the score and they'll have to take the value of all the assets in the estate and they'll have to get equal 50-50. Again, let's assume that there's a firstborn girl. Nevertheless, since the pillow is this particular boy's pillow, and it's clear it's his pillow, so this pillow will belong to the tchum of that particular boy. So if that particular boy, the younger boy, let's say, for example, he plans on going on a picnic on Yom Tov, so he sets up an Erev Tchumen beyond, you know, beyond the family home. So then, just as that boy will have a different definition of his tchum because of his Erev Tchumen, so too will his pillow. And that's what it says here. The Mishnah is saying, I'll read the words now slower and clearer. Kelim hamyuchadim, a utensil which is sort of pre-designated, clearly, le'echad min ha'achin, to one of the particular boys, like the pillow of the younger boy, for example, Sheba Bias, in that house, Hare Elu, so those utensils, like that pillow, Keraglav, are like his particular legs, meaning it's confined to his tchum, and if he sets up an Erev Tchumen, the pillow goes with him. Vishe'e Miuchadin, other things in the ancestral home, which are not specifically assigned or belong, quote-unquote belong to either of the sons, like, for example, the books on the father's shelf. So both sons have equal access to them and equal use to them. It's not assigned to one particularly over the other. So then, Hare Elu, those books are confined to the area in which both of those sons are able to walk on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Meaning, let's say, for example, if the boys make Erev Tchumen, so then only in the overlapping area that's common to both those boys Tchumen, that's where the books, let's say, are allowed to be taken.